그렇지 않지.
Everywhere you are. Father, we worship you. Lift your hands high. No matter how hard I try, I cannot do without you. Breathe upon your children today. This presence that we feel, let it break a yoke. Let it deliver an oppressed. Let it set a captive free. Lift your hands high. The one we cannot do without, his name is Jesus. Will you whisper that name? Jesus. Holy Ghost. Zarate de Gagayada la Hazadio. La Peretezide Kelebera la Haza. Power of the Holy Ghost. I declare today the breaking of every chain, the breaking of every yoke, the breaking of every limitation, the lifting of every embargo. This day, this burden is lifted from off your shoulder. And this yoke from off your neck, and this yoke be destroyed now by the reason of this anointing. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Do something among us and with us that you alone can do. Thank you for breaking the yoke, the chains. Thank you for lifting the embargoes. Thank you for lifting the burdens. Thank you for setting the garments on fire. Thank you for breaking the ancestral curse, the generational curse, the witchcraft power. Thank you for dealing with the spell of confusion. Thank you for bringing light in somebody's darkness. Thank you for dealing with depression. Thank you for a turnaround. Thank you for moving someone to the next level. For they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before the Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Please be seated.
You are everything I need in everything.
Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. In Jesus' precious name. I welcome everyone here this morning to this auspicious presence of God. We have come
like we used to sing in those days, we have come to renew strength, and we shall not live here without his strength in Jesus' name. You are all welcome. Reverend Jonah Sampson, we appreciate your presence. The CAN Chairman, Christian Association of Nigeria for FCT, is here to worship with us this morning. You are welcome, Reverend. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Please be seated. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 20, and in verse 32. Acts chapter 20, verse 32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Dividends of the word of God, part 2. And our objective today is to understand the profitability of the word of God, unveiling the profitability of the word of God. I said in the first service that outside, in addition to the presence of God, the greatest asset of man is the word of God. The greatest thing God can give to anybody is his word. The greatest favor God can do for anybody is to give you his word. We also saw that the word of God is the same as the Son of God. In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. In Revelation chapter 19, verse 13, in addition, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Talking about Jesus Christ, his name is called the Word of God. Value for the word of God will be value for the Son of God. What the Son of God has to deliver is what the word of God have to deliver. The deliverables of the Son equals the deliverables of the word. What God can do, his word will do. Because God and his word are one. Meaning of it is, as we give the rightful place to the word of God, we will get the rightful results from the God of the word. As we give the rightful place to the word of God, we will get the right results from the God of the Word. In reading, in hearing, in meditating, in declaring, in acting on the Word, there are dividends we expect to receive. We looked at 6 of those dividends in the first service. Going through them now may take time, but maybe I will just go through very, very quickly. First of all, we said that the word of God builds up the saints. It's a builder for the saints of God. Second, we saw that the word of God delivers the inheritance of the saints to them. Our inheritance is found in the word. Thirdly, we saw that the word of God empowers the saints to function. Fourth, that the word of God equips for kingdom service, kingdom assignment. And fifth, the word of God is the prophetic roadmap for destiny. You know where to end if you can see the word. We dealt with all of that in the first service. And I'm going to go to now the first point for this service, which is actually the point number 6, but it's the first point for this service, says, the word of God cleanses lives and builds character. It cleanses lives and it builds character. character. The word of God is a cleanser of life and a builder of character. Psalm 119 verse 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? Answer, by taking heed thereto, according to thy word. Verse 11. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. John chapter 15 verse 3. He said, but you are clean. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken to you. You are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 26. He said concerning the word, he said that he might sanctify and cleanse it, that is the church, with the washing of the water by the word. What is the meaning of that? Contact with the word of God is contact with cleansing. The revelation of the word is the raw material for the construction of character. The revelation of the word is the raw material for the construction of character. Out of touch with the word of God equals out of touch with character. The best thing to raise children with is the word. The best thing to raise anybody with is the word. Distance from the word equals distance from quality character. This is very, very important. It was D.L. Moody who said, the Bible will keep you from sin, but sin will keep you from the Bible. You come to the point where you are not able to hold it because you make one choice. The Word of God cleanses lives and builds character. Number two, the Word of God imparts the life and nature of God. It imparts the life and nature of God. John chapter 6 verse 63, the Bible says, it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Sure you know that we were created in the image of God. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 and 27. God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. And in verse 27, and God made man in his image. So we were made in the image of God and we carried a glory. But sin came and we lost that image. Romans chapter 3 verse 23. Say, for all have sinned and fallen and come short of the glory of God. Come short of the character of God. Then God sent Jesus to restore us back to glory. In Colossians chapter 1 verse 27, Christ in you is the hope, to whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you. Christ in us and the word of God in us returns us back to the image and nature of God. 2 Peter chapter 1 and in verse 4 to 5. 2 Peter chapter 1 and in verse 4 to 5 he said, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by this you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Hallelujah. How is this important to you? When you carry the nature of God, you walk in the realm of the supernatural naturally. Is it possible for a witch to bewitch God? Can I have an answer? Is it possible for someone to, for anyone to say, oh, an occultic man attacked God? Is it possible to say that God failed? When you carry the nature of God, what cannot dare God can dare you.
You literally become failure proof in terms of achieving things in life. I've said it many, many times. Only when we go to eternity in heaven, that some of us will know the number of people who died because of us. They wanted to kill you, they died. They took your name to an occultic field, they died. Plenty. Most numberless. Somebody say aloud, amen. The more of the nature of God we carry, the more spiritual and supernatural we become. The less of the nature of God we carry, the more natural and carnal we are. And the word of God is an impartation of the nature of God. Every fresh light and fresh revelation injects into you a fresh dimension of the divine nature. I speak to someone here today. I prophesy your shift to another dimension of the supernatural is happening right now. And everyone who has been tied down by any physical bondage of life, you are battling with a habit or a lifestyle. I decree today that yoke is broken right now. In the name of Jesus. The word of God imparts the life and the nature of God. Number three, which will be actually like number eight now or so. The word of God brings healing and deliverance. It brings healing and deliverance to life. The word of God, Psalm 107 verse 20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. The word brings healing. The word brings deliverance. John chapter 8 verse 32, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And in verse 36, and if the Son of Man has made you free, you are free indeed. Luke chapter 15, chapter 5, and in verse 15, he talked about those who came to hear and to be healed. But so much the more when there is a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed. They came to hear, and in hearing they got healed. Inside the hearing of the word, they got healed. They came to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. In Luke chapter 6 and in verse 17, the Bible said also, and he came down with them and stood in the plain and the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. To hear is to be healed. Is God speaking to someone? Say aloud, amen. So the word of God has the capacity to do the following. Number A, it has the capacity to repair. And it has the capacity to replace. To repair, to replace. And it has the capacity, C, to recreate. If there is something that must be repaired, it's repairable by the word. If there is something that must be replaced, it is replaceable by the word. If there is something that must be recreated in our bodies, it is recreatable by the word. The word of God brings us liberty from the chains and bondages of life. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. There are people seated here today that need something repaired in your body. I declare that repair is done right now. There are those who need an organ of your body replaced. I declare that replacement is done right now. There are those who need something recreated. I declare that recreation is done right now. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. I prophesy healing to that urinary system. Healing to that prostatic disease. Healing to that hypertensive situation. That diabetic situation. Healing to the mind and healing. I speak healing into your brain and healing into your heart and your liver and your lung. And healing to your blood vessels, your immune system. Receive healing right now. In the name of Jesus.
Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout amen at the top of your voice.
You heard the story of the woman here. She had her womb removed by surgery. She had her womb already removed by surgery. I know the person who removed the womb, a professor of surgery, legal surgery. And then stood in here and then word of God came again and she got pregnant afresh. And went and brought forth a child with a womb already removed, total abdominal hysterectomy, womb completely removed. What happened? The word can recreate anything when necessary. Is God speaking to someone here at all? If God is speaking to you, say loud amen. See someone with a kidney that wasn't there, one side. And they went back to ultrasound and a kidney had appeared. If Mercedes will create the Mercedes with spare parts, Jehovah cannot create man without spare parts. If man is wise enough to manufacture equipment and machinery with their parts. The all-wise God is wiser. He won't manufacture you without your parts. The one that fits you. The one that sizes you. The one that is needed when necessary. Whether it was a liver or a kidney or a pancreas or a spleen, whatever is needed, he replaces it. I prophesy to you today, a creation is happening right now.
Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen.
You know what happened to when Daniel entered the lion's den? God delionized the lion.
Well, the lion was still a lion but has been delionized. He lost lionic capacity for as long as Daniel was there. And then when Daniel left, the lion came back.
You know what happened in to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? God defirized the fire. He deflammatized it. The fire lost the power to harm. When they came out, fire became fire again. God can do that to afflictions. The colleague of this brother here in his office was presented to me out there. With a parotid gland cancer. Right? And he had been there, treatment. Hands were laid on him. Words were spoken to him. He returned back the very next day. It was still tumor, but no more malignant. The death was killed. It was detoxified. Demalignatized. The venom inside was killed. It is like snake that has no venom anymore. In the name that is above every name, anything that has the power to take you out before your time, its power is killed right now. Its power is killed right now. The power of it is killed right now. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Say after me, Lord, I receive your word for a change of story for me. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. Number 4, which is number 9. The word of God is the bank of wisdom. You want to know how to behave?
fill up yourself with the word. The word of God is the bank of wisdom. The word of God is the bank of wisdom, is the instruction of wisdom. Luke chapter 11 verse 49. Jesus referring to the Bible said, therefore also said the wisdom of God. He's talking about the word and he calls it the wisdom of God. I will send them prophets and apostles. It's the word of God talking, but he says it is the wisdom of God. In 1 Corinthians 1:24, the Bible calls Jesus, who is also the word of God, the wisdom of God and the power of God. But unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God and also the wisdom of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15. Paul the apostle speaking to Timothy said, from a child you have known the holy scriptures which are able to make you wise. The holy scriptures make wise. They make wise. Able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Makes wise. So what are we talking about first? The word of God guides in the affairs of life. It guides. There is nothing, whatever be your position in life. Abraham Lincoln said, nobody can govern well. If it is the government of a nation, no one can govern well without a copy of the Bible, without understanding the Bible. The word of God guides in the affairs of life. Second, the word of God directs our choices. Directs our choices. It gives you the capacity to make the right choices. It directs our choices. Third, it's the same like the second. The word of God influences profitable decisions. Profitable, productive decisions. You are able to make profitable and productive decisions by the word of God. I can tell you this. When you are word loaded, 99% of your decisions are already made. Already. You don't need to think twice. Somebody called me from China and asked me a question. But he was at a junction. He wanted to make a decision. And he asked me a question. And I gave him the answer on the spot. The answer was so spot on that he told me, he said, did you prepare for me for this question? Did you prepare before I asked this question? See, because you answered me immediately and the answer was so direct, accurate and so peaceful. No thinking, no meditation, just bam. He said, did you prepare for, did you know I was going to ask you this question and you prepared for it before I came? No. When you are word loaded, majority of your decisions, 99% or more, was already made. Because the world is filled with divine principles. And the principles of God are stronger than the sentiments of the earth. The principles of God are stronger than principalities. Am I communicating? You step into an interview, you step into a place where you are asked different questions and you are rattling. Things are just flowing forth at the frequency of light. And you are wondering, what's happening? I've gone to meetings before. Gone to meetings before when they gave me the topic of the message on my way to the meeting. Some of my PAs are with me at times. I'm coming for a program and they say, oh, didn't they send the topic of the meeting? So they sent it. Okay, this is it. All right. And then we're just on the way now. Within 30 minutes we are there, or 1 hour at the most. And then you are quoting almost 100 passages. With detail, with all manner, with direction, with guide. The message I preached in Ghana, that message was the introduction of the main message that I preached for almost 1.5 hours. That is, I was trying to introduce the message. It took almost 1.5 hours until the balance of the message, I don't know when we'll preach it. We were meant to have a morning session, but there was no need for morning session because the download was too heavy. The download was too, I think that meeting finished almost around 1 a.m. Yes. Are you following what I'm saying here today? You will never be stranded another day of your life. You will never be stranded another day of your life. When I went to marry, they asked me for something. Not a bad thing, just something that they said. And I wasn't comfortable with what they said. So I referred them to the Bible. I said, please, I'd like us to see this verse of scripture. And I said, please, can we just see this verse of scripture? Elderly people, elders, mature people, they were old people. Father-in-law was not a challenge. Mother-in-law was not a challenge. It's just the village people. So, I said, please, let us see this passage. When they saw it, it died the matter. Just one verse. 28 years ago. You want to use it for me? Hallelujah. 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 Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say the Lord must amen. You will never be stranded another day of your life. You will never be stranded another day of your life. I speak and prophesy direction for someone right now. If you are that one, shout the loudest, amen. Finally, the word of God is the container of the mind and will of God. The word of God is the container of the mind and the will of God. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 8 to 9. Isaiah 55, 8 to 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Keep going. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. My thoughts, my word. My thoughts, my word. John chapter 5 and in verse 30, Jesus speaking said, I can of my own self do nothing. But as I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which sent me. So what I hear is linked to the will of the Father. The word is the thought. What does it mean to you? Accessing the word is accessing the mind of God. Accessing the word is accessing the will of God. Listen. When you know the written will of God, it is easy to find the spoken will of God. In this Bible, you will be shown how to live, what to do with your time, how to pray, your finances, how to live with your wife, and so on. But the name of who to marry may not be directly there. That is, Lord, I want to marry. And you open the Bible. Occasionally, some people have found the name there. I am just preaching, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Joy cometh in the morning. Joy cometh in the morning. And somebody saw joy in the morning before he came to... And they say, praise the Lord. God has just confirmed that joy shall be my wife. All right. It's possible. I've seen that before. I was preaching innocently at the beginning of this ministry. We're under 1 year when I was using a passage, and the man was hearing his wife's name inside the passage, the person to marry. All right, so it's possible, but most times you won't find. Should I go to Lagos? Should I not go? You may not find it. But when you are familiar with this written word, when you are familiar with what is written, you can recognize what is spoken. The same voice speaking in the Bible, you begin to recognize it outside of the Bible. Am I communicating? Because beside the verse is the voice. Once God has spoken, twice have I heard. Psalm 62 verse 11. That second hearing is his voice. Many times you hear his voice speaking to you. Okay, I gave the example many times. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. And in your heart you are saying, Lord, what are you saying? And he said, I am saying that the weapon that can succeed against you shall not be formed. You didn't read that from the Bible. You heard that from that passage. And you keep on hearing things like that everywhere until, from the scriptures, until when you are no longer holding the Bible, you are still hearing the same similar voice that spoke out of the Bible. Am I communicating? And he's speaking to you and directing you on, don't go on this journey, go on that journey. This person is not a good friend, give him distance. That person is not true, it's not real, it's not genuine. This smile is not real. How many of you have seen a fake smile before? Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, I receive the grace to hear your word. I receive the grace to know your will. Help me, Lord, with the knowledge of your will, in Jesus' precious name. What is my counsel this morning? Very quickly, number one. Make the word of God the topmost priority of your life. Topmost. Job 23 verse 12. Topmost priority of your life. What do you do first when you wake up in the morning? You pick a phone to call someone? You began to chat with your phone. What do you do first when you wake up in the morning? He says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. What do you do first when you wake up? You start looking for food to eat. For me, my determination is food won't enter the flesh until food has entered the spirit, and that is the word. My determination is I don't want to talk to man until I have talked to God. Every day. What is your determination? You make the word your priority. Number two, ask God to open your eyes to see out of the word the things you never saw before. Open my eyes to see wonders out of your law. Things you never saw before, ask God to cause you to see it. It is called revelation. And every time you arrive at a revelation, you spark a revolution. A revolution. A revolution. Lift up your right hand and say, Lord, I need to hear your voice. I need to hear your voice. I need to hear your voice. I need to hear your voice.
Lord, I need your voice above all other needs. Lord, I need to hear you so desperately. For with your voice, your presence is assured. And with your voice, a future is preserved. Lord, I need your voice above all other needs. Lord, I need to hear you so desperately. I need to hear your voice, Lord. I bear the voice of the Lord. I bear the voice of the Lord. I bear
Can we all stand up on our feet? Above every other.
Above every other.
Above every other,
above every other.
One more time now.
I need to hear your voice, Lord. I need to hear your voice, Lord. Above every other.
Above every other.
Above every other.
Lift up your hands and begin to talk to God.
I need to hear your voice.
I need to hear your voice.
I need to hear your voice, Lord. Above the noise of the world, above the will of the flesh.
Father, I need to hear your voice. I have come before you this morning. Help me to hear your voice. From your word, let me hear your voice from the Spirit. Again, Lord, let me hear your voice from your word. Let me hear your voice from the Spirit. Let me hear your voice from your word. Let me hear your voice from the Spirit. Open your mouth and speak to God.
I need to hear your voice, Lord. Above the noise of the world. Above the flesh.
The will of the flesh.
Above every other. Oh, I need to hear your voice, Lord. Above the noise of the world. Above the will of the flesh. Above the voice.
Thank you, Master. I shut it. Thank you, Master. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. I see the power of God breaking addictions, breaking confusion. I see fresh direction coming. I see ancestral curses broken, generational curses broken. I see familiar spirits broken. I see generational afflictions broken, witchcraft powers broken. I see healings in the bodies of people. I see parts being replaced and repaired. I see body parts repaired. I see restoration and recreation. Receive now! Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Thank you for what you have done here today. And we thank you for our nation, Nigeria. We thank you because this same anointing that is helping individuals is helping our nation, is helping our state, is helping our communities. And we're going to pray very, very quickly while we remain standing. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21. It says there are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. The counsel of the Lord that shall stand. Father, we ask that your will, your plan, your purpose will prosper and prevail in Nigeria. Against all odds, let your counsel stand for our nation. In the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and say after me, say, Father.
Father.
We ask
that your will,
your plan, and your purpose
will prosper
and prevail in Nigeria in this season against all odds.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus, let your counsel stand for our nation.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that your will, your plan, and your purpose will prosper and prevail in Nigeria in this season, against all odds, let your counsel stand for our nation. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Precious name. Job chapter 5, verse 12, all the way to verse 14, the Lord has heard us. Can you read that very clear, loud and clear? One, two, go. It is appointed the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. He taketh the wise in their own craftiness, and the counsel of the froward is carried headlong. They meet with darkness in the daytime, and grope in the noonday as the night. We are asking for the Lord to disappoint the evil calculations, evil orchestrations, and manipulations of the wicked to perpetrate the rule of evil in Nigeria. You know what is very, very painful? The same corrupt baggage of people who advertised the disaster we are in now. The same people who campaigned and marketed this dispensation. The same people who told us the person to solve the country's problem has arrived. The same people who brought this country into terrible bloodshed. With blood flowing everywhere like water. Kidnap. You see, in our capacity we receive calls all the time. From just the other day. Please pray for me. My uncle was kidnapped from his house by 1 a.m. in the night. That is, kid arrived, broke the door, come out, captured. Everywhere, these same baggages
who are literally generational liabilities, burden, cargo upon the land, are presenting themselves to lead. To lead to where? To take the country to which other, to what level else? The pain that is here now is not enough. When will we stop praying? We'll stop praying until they expire. Until their agenda expire. Until we see a new nation, a new generation. Zero. Nothing to offer. Nothing. Machineries they use at that time. Social, all manner of media, everything was used to propagate evil. Those who could see shouted, nobody heard. Those who could see ahead were talking, nobody heard. But it will not happen another time. It will not happen another time. It will not happen another time. No rigging will work it. No propaganda on media will work it. Nothing they ever, nobody they can buy. It will fail this time around. Because we serve a God who is on the throne. We serve a God who is on the throne. And those who will not let us rest, by all means, who want to by force continue evil, they shall be laid to rest. God has done it before, you will do it again. Lift your hands and your voice and say, Father,
we ask
that you will cause
evil calculations,
orchestrations,
and manipulations
of the wicked
to perpetrate
the rule of evil in Nigeria. Those calculations,
those orchestrations,
those manipulations
of wicked people,
Father, frustrate them,
abort them,
defeat them
in this season.
We decree
that there are
calculations,
orchestrations,
and manipulations
to continue
evil
in Nigeria.
Be frustrated,
aborted,
defeated.
Now,
open your mouth and pray.
The
calculations,
the orchestrations,
the manipulations
of the wicked
to perpetuate
the rule of
evil
in Nigeria.
Be frustrated,
be aborted,
be defeated
in this
system.
Father, we have to use force,
the calculations,
the orchestrations,
and
manipulations
of the wicked
who perpetrate
the rule of evil
in Nigeria
in this season.
Cause it to be frustrated,
cause it
to be aborted,
cause it
to be defeated,
Lord.
In the name of
Jesus.
Precious
name.
The Lord has answered us.
You believe that? Say
loud, amen.
Wave
your hands and
give him the praise and the
honor.
There are
diverse
sicknesses
that are healed
before,
right
in the course of the
service.
As I
mentioned while
preaching and
saying that
the word
of God is key
to healing and
deliverance,
many
things happen.
And
if you are among
those
things happen
to, please come
forward quickly
from
the back.
Somebody's
lower back
condition gone,
and somebody's
ear popped
open,
and then
somebody's
chest condition,
that's right,
like an
ulcer
from
the chest all
the way to
the back
here.
The power
of God
healed you
right now.
A breast
condition has
been healed, whether it's
a pain, a growth,
a lump,
whatever
it is.
God
has healed
you.
And then
check yourself.
You came here
with any form
of pain or
tumor or growth.
He says,
and others
who had
encounters,
God brought
you out of
a cage,
out of
a grave,
a personality
left
your body.
Quickly,
while
they come, we
celebrate.
Come and
see what
the Lord
has done for
me.
He has
taken away
my sorrows
and
our
want.
Agama,
because of Jesus.
Double, 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 double.
God has given me victory.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Give me victory. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Today is an anointing service. Ensure that you do not step out until the oil is placed on your head. This is not the time to move. I see one or two people just trying to move here and there. Ushers, ensure that the movements are restricted. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus has given you victory. Come, let's dance, let's give you praises now. If Jesus has given you victory, come, let's dance, let's give you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 We go to hell. Hail your day, day by day. All the way, go to hell.
Go to hell.
Hail your day, day by day, day by day. All the way.
We go to hell, we go to hell.
A shout of praise. Take your seat 1 minute and let us receive. Yes, what happened?
Cass said for over the past 2 years she'd had terrible body pain and she's equally had moving objects all over her body. But during the heated praise and prayers, the power of God upon her, those demonic affliction left her body and she's totally healed now.
Lift up your hands. Over. Permanently healed in Jesus' name.
Brother Chinedu said, while he was preparing for his senior work some years back, so while he was preparing, a hand came on his head. All of a sudden, he became confused. From that time to this service, said he has always lived a confused life. Anything he does, abnormal. Even to enter into a relationship is even a challenge. He will be deceiving ladies up and down and all that. Something
himself.
Like that. Yes. So he said, while the worship was on, a cold hand came upon his head. Right now he's thinking normal, everything about his
hand. Versus hand.
Hand versus
one
hand.
One bad hand got him into confusion.
Yes, sir.
A good hand has cancelled the bad hand.
Yes,
step forward here. You know, some years ago, a young man testified in our area, one church. They were in a stadium during a football game, and then all of a sudden, while they were jubilating like some a team won, a black handkerchief hit his head. That ran him both mental and blind. Black handkerchief hit his head.
And then he came to our church in Rwanda in those days. As he was about to enter the entrance of the church, a white handkerchief hit his face. And then his mind became normal. His eyes opened. It was handkerchief versus handkerchief. Mystery against mystery. Every satanic mystery that is fighting and fought your destiny, I decree that the mystery of God shall counteract that mystery right now in the name of Jesus. Be free permanently in Jesus' name. Yes.
Yes, brother. They just came to service this morning. He said with a substance that looked like stone on the chest. And it gave him pain to the back. You know, you declare that somebody... Yes, yes. And he said, now that pain has disappeared.
Give the Lord a praise. It is over forever. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Return back to your seat.
God just mesmerized and yerized Osa. Osa for 2 years and Osa for 9 years. Both blasted back to
him. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. It is over forever. Return back to your seat. God bless you.
So our brother Richard, for 3 weeks, he said the stomach has been so tight that every time he eats, could not breathe properly. He said, at the instance of your word, he felt fire in that stomach and then is free right now.
Hola, hola. Hola, hola, hola. Hola, hola, hola.
Hola, hola, hola. Hola, hola, hola. Hola, hola, hola. Hola, 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 hola. Bye, ya, 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 ya.
Fire, hey, fire, hey, yeah, 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 Ola ba di devu, ola ba da affliction, ola 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 ola, 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 ya 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 ya.
Shout out praying.
Sir, our sister said on Friday while she was splitting hair in her shop, she felt a mosquito bite on her toenail there, and then she tried killing that mosquito. The mosquito flew away, and then all of a sudden it started itching her, turned into a sore, leg swollen, couldn't put that leg on the ground. Came into church in that condition. While the prayer was going on, she said she lifted up her leg.
Is that a mosquito or a witch?
A mosquito.
This is a witchito.
A mosquito, sir.
Witchkito. It's not a mosquito, it's a witchkito. When was the last time mosquito caught Saul? In the name of Jesus, it returns back to hell. Back to sender. Return back to hell. Back to hell.
Back to sender, back to sender, back to sender. Back to sender, back to sender, back to sender. Back to sender, back to sender, back to sender.
Sister Lydia had fibroid surgery 2 months ago, which affected her female organ. To the extent that water and urine started flowing through her female organ. So much so that she had to use pad to control the flow.
Oh.
But in the heat of that powerful declaration, Say, power surge through her. And when she got up from the power surge, the water dried up.
Oh my God. That devil is a bastard. Salt upon injury. Fibroid surgery was bad enough, and now vesicovesical fistula. Urine is draining through the female system out. It's over. Father, in the name of Jesus.
If your body suffers pain and your health you can't regain and your hope is almost sinking in despair, Jesus knows the way you feel. He can help and he can say, take your bodies
to the Lord.
What happened?
Amazing miracle here, sir. He said on Tuesday, at the early hours of the morning, he had a dream where he was given an injection by a nurse. He woke up with high fever and pain all over. It was in that condition he came for this service. Sir, at the shout of I receive, that he placed his hand on his head. He said instantly the fever disappeared, the body pain disappeared. I asked him to check himself. He said all symptoms are gone.
Owner of evil, Lord, carry your...
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Father, we give you the praise and we give you the honor. All these testimonies are permanent in Jesus' name. You will dance your way back to your seat, all of you now. And someone here, if you believe there's one more miracle for you, give the Lord a shout of victory.
You've done so much for me, I cannot tell you. Everybody say it now. If I had 10,000 tons, it still would be enough.
And a loud shout of praise. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. You heard the word this morning. You've seen powerful miracles, signs and wonders this morning. And you are here, you are saying to me, Pastor, I want to make my ways right with Jesus. I want my sins to be forgiven. I want you to stand up on your feet and be the first to rush to the front here. I want to make you try to Jesus. I want to be genuinely saved. I want my sins forgiven. I want to be a genuine child of God, not just a church goer. I'll give you the count of 10 and be the first person to run forward here. God bless you. 1.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus.
2.
I have decided follow Jesus. No turn
back.
I have decided.
I have decided to follow Jesus.
I decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. I have decided
to follow Jesus. No turning back.
While we are in that mood, you are still here. Bound by an addiction of smoking, addiction of drinking, prostitution, gambling, masturbation, immoral living, whatever it is that you know God is unhappy with, you want that yoke broken and you want to be free this morning, still come forward here, carry your Bibles and come forward. I'm tired of smoking, tired of drinking, tired of lying, cheating, duping. Maybe you have come out like this before, but you need to do it again. Quickly rush to the frontier and let us receive you. Another count of 10. Let's go. 1.
I have decided to follow Jesus.
2.
I have decided to follow Jesus.
3.
I have decided to follow Jesus.
4. Follow Jesus.
I have decided
to follow Jesus. To turn it back.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Place your right hand on your chest, all of you in the front, and lift the other hand up as you pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, say it louder, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, no turning back. From today, I go forward ever and backward never. Help to live for you, I receive it. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you. I declare the hold of sin broken and the grace to live for you is released upon you. I call it done in Jesus' name. Amen.